Give me 1 John 3:8. Satan's power has been destroyed. I qualify this. He that committed sin is what? Of the devil. For the devil did what? Sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was what? Manifest for what reason? That he might destroy the works of the devil. That he might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? Sin. Sickness, disease, everything that comes on a lying, cheating, pain, suffering, lack, shortage, nowhere to stay, no money coming into you, huh? No bad health in your body. Huh? We could go on and on. Anything that destroy or paralyze or cause you to be discomfort, anything that takes from you and keep you from being successful, happy, joyful. If it's whatever it is, Satan come to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Is beating your wife up is a good thing? No. If it is, I'm gonna go home and beat my wife up. See how that works. Get to church next Sunday. Where your wife? She gone. So anything that can divide, separate, deteriorate, bring misery, confusion, you just go on down the list. Jesus came to destroy. And he destroyed the works of the devil. Now listen to this scripture. Didn't have this one in here. Ephesians 6:12. Y'all in the house. Ephesians 6:12. Can y'all put that up? Because I got to get going. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? Principalities. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against what? Spiritual wickedness. Where? In high places. We have these wicked spirits in high places. They come to stop your progress in your walk of faith. Do you not know you're supposed to live a life filled with joy and peace? Now listen to what I'm about to say. With all the help you need, all the peace you need, all the strength you need, all the money you need, all the wisdom you need, all the joy you need, everything you, let me tell you, you know what you're supposed to, you know what the kind of life God intends for you to live on this earth with all this going on, like a king? Do you know how kings live?
Y'all are so quiet.
We supposed to live like kings with everything we need. And that's what Paul is saying. I want to know him. I want to know him. I want this fruit in my life. I want to live so everybody can see the goodness of God in me, on me, around me. I don't ever want to be talking about how miserable I am, how sorry I am, how bad my situation. I want to tell them how good God is, and I'm enjoying life to the full. Did they come against Jesus when he walked this earth? Did they stop him? What makes us different? Are we any different from Jesus? You say, yeah, I guess so. Well, what about 1 John? Put 1 John 4:17 up. Let's see what it says. Got to get moving. So y'all get ready. I'm going to work you today. Herein is our love made how? Perfect. That we may have what? Boldness when? Yeah. When the day of judgment comes, because Satan going to sure bring something in your life, you're going to have to judge it. He's going to tell you don't qualify. He's going to tell you that you're sick. He's going to tell you that you don't have enough money to fulfill your obligation. He's going to bring some stuff in your life, in your situation, relationship-wise. And you'll say, that person did me like that. I'd like to say it another way, but I'm going to say it this way. That person did me like, treated me like that. I'm leaving. When the day come that you will have to judge it, you will have boldness to judge it right. Are you listening to me this morning? Because he said, herein our love made how perfect, complete, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because stuff going to come up. Why? Because as he is, so are we. As he is what? So are we. Do you think Jesus had anything, any trouble to come up he didn't know what to do with? Paul said, I want to know it. I want to know it. I want to know it. Do you think he had a problem to come up in his ministry? His disciple didn't know what to do, but he did. Take, for instance, the two fish and five loaves of bread. They said they knew it was a crowd of, somebody said at least 20,000 people. Can you imagine 20,000 people and two fish and five loaves of bread? And somebody said the two fish and five loaves of bread, the boy was out there trying to get his business going. He didn't have, that wasn't his lunch. He was trying to sell it. But whatever it was, he had what? Two fish, five loaves of bread. What were they saying? What did Philip say? Two fish, five loaves of bread, not sufficient for this crowd. That really helped him out, didn't it? Jesus never changed the word. He said, bring it here. That's all we could find, this boy pushing his business, trying to sell these two fish, five loaves of bread. And we found out he was trying to sell it. So, and we asked him, and that's all we could find in the crowd. Jesus said, bring it here. Didn't he say, bring it here? What are you saying? I want to know him. I want to know him. Did I have y'all attention?